This is the Sakar Merli of the 19th of July, 2024. Essence, sweet children, you have to become double-crowned kings. Therefore do a lot of service and create subjects. At the confluence age you have to do service. Only in this is there benefit. Question. What decoration does each one of you have to have before the destruction of the old world takes place? Answer. You children have to decorate yourselves with the power of yoga. It is with this power of yoga that the whole world will become pure. You now have to go into the stage of retirement. There is therefore no need to decorate those bodies. They are not worth a penny. Therefore, remove your attachment from them. Become merciful like the Father before destruction takes place, and decorate yourselves and others. Become sticks for the blind. Om Shanti. You children have understood very well that the Father comes to show you the way to become pure. People call out to him for just this one thing, to come and make them pure from impure, because it is now the impure world and the pure world is in the past. No one knows when the pure world became the past, or how long ago that happened. You children know that the Father has entered this body. You called out to him, Baba, come and show us impure ones the way to become pure. You know that you were in the pure world and that you are now in the impure world. This world is now changing. No one knows what the duration of the new world is or what the duration of the old world is. When you make a strong building, you can tell how long it will last. If you make a weak building, you can say that its lifespan will be this many years. You can understand how long it will last. People don't know what the duration of the whole world is, so surely the Father has to come and tell them. The Father says, Children, this old impure world now has to end, for the new pure world is to be established. There were very few human beings in the new world. The new world is the golden age, which is also called the land of happiness. This is a land of sorrow, and it definitely has to end. Then, the history of the land of happiness has to repeat. You have to explain this to everyone. The Father gives you the direction. Consider yourselves to be souls, and remember the Father, and then also show this path to others. Everyone knows their physical Father, but no one knows the Parlokic Father. They say that he is omnipresent. They have put him into different incarnations of a fish and an alligator and 8.4 million species. No one in the world knows the Father. Only when they know the Father can they understand this. If he is in the pebbles and stones, the concept of the inheritance cannot apply. People worship deities, but they don't know the occupation of any of them. They are totally ignorant about these matters. So first explain the main thing. No one can understand anything from just the pictures. The poor people neither know the Father nor the creation, or how the creation was created at the beginning. They don't know at all when it was the kingdom of the deities whom they worship. They believe that the Sun Dynasty kingdom continued for hundreds of thousands of years, and that the Moon Dynasty then continued for hundreds of thousands of years. That is called ignorance. The Father has now explained to you children, and you then repeat it. The Father also repeats it. Explain in this way and give the message. How else would the kingdom be established? It cannot happen by your simply sitting down here. Yes, those who sit at home are also needed. They are sitting there according to the drama. Those who look after the yagya are also needed. So many children come to the Father to meet him, because they are to receive the inheritance from Shiv Baba alone. When a physical father has a son, the son understands that he has to claim his inheritance from his father. A daughter would go and become a half-partner. In the Golden Age, there is no fighting over property. Here, there is fighting because of the vice of lust. These five evil spirits do not exist there, and so there is no name or trace of sorrow. All are the conquerors of attachment. You understand that heaven existed and that it has now become the past. There are its images too, but you children only have these thoughts at this time. You know that this cycle will repeat every 5,000 years. It is not written in the scriptures that the Sun and Moon dynasties continue for 2,500 years. Baba read in a newspaper that people are listening to the Ramayana at the Governor House in Baroda. When any calamities come, people engross themselves in the devotion to please God. God isn't pleased in that way. That is fixed in the drama. God is never pleased with devotion. You children know that devotion continues for half a cycle, and that people take sorrow on themselves. They finish all their wealth in performing devotion. Scarcely a few understand these things. The children who do service also continue to give news of that. It is explained that this is God's family. God is the bestower. He doesn't take anything from anyone. No one gives him anything. Instead, they just waste it. The Father asks you children, I gave you so much wealth. I made you into the masters of heaven. So where did all that go? How did you become so poverty-stricken? I have now come once again, and so you are becoming multi-million times fortunate. People don't understand any of these matters. You know that you no longer have to live here in this old world. It is going to be destroyed. All the money that people have is not going to stay with them. When destruction takes place, everything is destroyed. So many big buildings have been built over so many miles. There is so much wealth, but all of that is going to be destroyed. Because you know that when it was your kingdom, there was no one else there. There was a lot of wealth there. As you progress further, you will see what happens. Those people have a budget of how much gold, silver and money they have. They announce that their budget is so much and that their expenditure is so much. They have so much expenditure on armaments. They spend so much on armaments and they don't have any income from that. Those are not things that they will keep. It is just gold and silver that you would keep. When the world is golden age, they have gold coins. In the silver age, they have silver. There was limitless wealth there, but as it decreased, look at what they then invented. Paper notes. Abroad too, they have paper money. Paper is of no use, so what will remain? All of those huge buildings will also be destroyed. This is why the father says, "Sweetest children, whatever you see, think that it doesn't exist. It is all going to be destroyed. Even bodies are old, not worth a penny, no matter how beautiful they may be. This world is only going to remain for a short period now. There is no guarantee for it. Look what happens to people while they are sitting somewhere. They have heart failure. There is no guarantee for human beings. It will not be like that in the golden age. When you have the power of yoga, your body becomes everlasting like the kalpa tree. You children have now found the father who says, you no longer have to stay in this world. This is a dirty world. You now have to decorate yourselves with the power of yoga. Their children are born through the power of yoga. There is no question of vice there. You purify the whole world with the power of yoga, so nothing is a big deal. Only those who belong to your clan will understand these things. All the rest have to go to the land of peace, which is their home. However, people don't consider that to be their home. They say that when one soul goes up there, another one comes down. The world population continues to expand. You know the creator and the creation, and you therefore try to explain to others, so that they become Baba's students, and know everything, and become happy. We are now going to the land of immortality. For half a cycle you have been listening to false stories. You should now have a lot of happiness that you will go to the land of immortality. It is now the end of this land of death. We fill ourselves here with the treasures of happiness and then go back. So you should become engaged in earning this income and filling your aprons very well. You mustn't waste your time. We now have to serve others and fill our aprons. The Father teaches you how you can become merciful, become sticks for the blind. No sannyasis or scholars can show you how you can become merciful. What do they know of where heaven is or where hell is? No matter how great a position someone has, even if he is the commander-in-chief of the Air Force, the Army or the Navy, what is all of that compared to you? You know there is only a little time left. No one knows about heaven. At this time there is fighting everywhere. Later they won't need aeroplanes or armies. All of that is to be destroyed. Only a few human beings will remain. These lights, aeroplanes, etc. will remain, but only a small world will remain. Only Barrett will remain, just like the small models people make. It would not be in the intellect of anyone how death will finally come. You know that death is standing just ahead. Those people say they will send bombs from where they are sitting, and that everything will be destroyed wherever they drop. There will be no need for armies, etc. Even one aeroplane costs tens of millions. Everyone has so much gold. They have tons and tons of gold, which will all go into the ocean. The whole of this kingdom of Ravan is an island. There are countless human beings. All of you are establishing your own kingdom, and so you should remain busy doing service. Look how busy everyone becomes when there is a flood somewhere. They engage themselves in the service of making sure food reaches everyone. They start running in advance as soon as the water starts coming in. So just think about how everything will be destroyed. All around the world there is the ocean. When destruction takes place, there will be water everywhere. It remains in your intellects that it was your kingdom and that Bombay and Karachi, etc., did not exist at that time. Such a small Barrett will remain, and that will also have rivers of sweet water. There is no need for wells, etc. They have very clean drinking water there. They play games on the river banks. There is no question of any dirt there. The very name is heaven, the land of immortality. When people hear that name, they want to study quickly with the Father and claim their full inheritance. To study and then teach others and give everyone the message. Those who claimed their inheritance in the previous cycle will claim it again. They will continue to make effort because the poor people don't know the Father. The Father says, become pure. Why would those who receive heaven on the palms of their hands not remain pure? Say, why would we not become pure for one birth, since we are receiving the sovereignty of the world? God speaks. If you become pure in this final birth, you will become the masters of the pure world for 21 births. Simply follow my Srimat for this one birth. Rakshabandhan, the bond of protection, is a symbol of this. So why would we not be able to remain pure? The unlimited Father guarantees this. The Father gave Barrett the inheritance of heaven, which was called the land of happiness. There was limitless happiness, whereas this is a land of sorrow. If you explain this to even one eminent person, everyone else will continue to listen to you. Speak to them while in a state of yoga, and everyone will even forget the time, etc. No one will be able to say anything. Instead of 15 to 20 minutes, they will sit there listening to you for even an hour. However, you need that power. There mustn't be any body consciousness. Here you have to do service, and nothing but service, for only then will there be benefit. You have to become kings, but you haven't created your subjects yet. The Father will not give you that position just like that. Do subjects become double-crowned? Your aim and objective is to become double-crowned. The Father gives you children enthusiasm. You have the sins of many births on your heads. They can only be cut away with the power of yoga. However, you can understand what you have done in this birth. You are being taught yoga in order to have your sins cut away. It is not just a question of this birth. The Father sits here and tells you the way to become Satipatthana from Tamapatthana. However, for blessings and mercy, go and ask the sages and holy men. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to go to the land of immortality, fill yourselves with the treasures of happiness at the confluence age. Do not waste your time. Fill your aprons, become merciful, and become sticks for the blind. 2. In order to receive heaven on the palms of your hands, you definitely have to become pure. Create methods to make yourself Satipatthana and have mercy on yourself. Accumulate the power of yoga. Blessing. May you experience the combined form as a special actor by constantly keeping the company of the Lord. When you children say Baba from your hearts, Dilram, the comforter of hearts, then becomes present. And this is why it is said that the Lord is present. Special souls are anyway combined. People say, wherever I look, I only see you. Whereas you children say, whatever we do, wherever we go, the Father is with us. He is called Karan Karavanhar, one who acts and who inspires others to act. So Karanhar, one who acts, and Karavanhar, one who inspires, are combined. Those who play in parts with this awareness become special actors. Slogan. When you stay in this old world while considering yourself to be a guest, you will then be able to say get out to your old sanskars and thoughts. Om Shanti.